الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد. Beloved elders and brothers, alhamdulillah. Sitting in these majalis, you know, listening to the stories of the pious and the righteous, one comes to realize that this is the reality. A person will never find the reality of life until we sit in these majalis and we hear the stories of the pious and the righteous. Listening to their stories really warms the heart, because they teach us the essence of life, the reality of life, the sweetness of what is it to recognize who Allah is. That not that we have it, but just to get an eye out of it. Listening to the story of Hafiz Sahab was reading so beautifully, Allahu Akbar, of Mona Ashraf Ali Thani rahmatullah alayhi. Wow, that he didn't want to even accept a jubba, which our ulama explained that he was the mujaddid of the time, or he was the revival of the time, who have written over 1,000 kitabs, ulama say, and he had that humility in his heart to say that I cannot accept this jubba, that's for the noble people, the lofty people, people who have some status. Where do I fit in that category? And I myself, we do little bit, make my salah, and I think I'm Mr. Man or on top of the world. So listening to these stories really make us realize where are we actually and where are we supposed to be. Even the story of the respected lady who didn't even know the sheikh left her mother, he left his mother outside and to serve his sheikh, and when he came back he found his mother still on the same spot. And I asked her, Ma, why didn't you go inside? And she says that, I don't know which house is my house. That means she didn't even leave her house to do some gardening or anything. Where's our families? Where's our mothers and sisters spending their time? Allah Ta'ala bless us with the reality of it, the understanding of it, and give us the sweetness of connection with Allah, nisbat with Allah, that we have enjoyment in deen. The ecstasy of deen. My brother gave me this kitab of Dard-e Dil to read, Mufti Yusuf Sahib, Allah give him jazai khair. And I was reading a little bit through there, and it says that when Mawlana Shah Wasirullah Dehlavi rahmatullah alayhi was addressing the Mughal empires, and he was explaining them about is sugar sweet, or the creator of sugar sweet. And then he says a little further, he says that emperors, Mughal emperors, is when you have a box, and in that box, there's another box. But in that box, it has clothes, it has some rags, it has dirty soiled clothing of children, of urine or stool. And nobody will take any care of that box. However, you have another box. It's covering in that box, there's a small box inside. In that small box, it has just little bit jewels, few jewels, small little box, and in there they have a big outer box. And in that small box, it gives value to the entire outer box. Why? Because in that small box, it has different types of jewels, pearls, which are most valuable and precious. And by the barakat of, or by virtue of that small box having some jewels or pearls, the outer box automatically gets protected and preservation taken care of. And he says, this is the likelihood, this is the example of the heart. That when this heart gets some connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when it has the recognition of Allah, it has the pleasure of Allah, it has have love of Allah, love of akhirat in the heart. That's why in the first days of the lives of Sahaba radiallahu anhum, the first thing which they were taught was love of akhirat, love of Jannat and Jahannam, or fear of Jahannam. That was developed within them. These qualities were now developed, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Quranic ayats came to give them an encouragement to that. So that they developed within them. Then when this developed within them, they were able to fulfill the command of Allah very easily. That's why we hear very famous, تعلمنا الإيمان ثم تعلمنا القرآن. That we first learned Iman, this quality of Iman and recognizing Allah. And that's what we're coming to learn, this taqwa, Iman, nisbat ma'Allah. Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu anha explains, had it not been for the stages of learning and getting the recognition of Allah, when the command of alcohol came, the Sahaba wouldn't have been able to leave alcohol. And he explains, I was listening to Arab Sheikh, who spoke last week in Mutir Dadal Haqsa's Majlis, he explained that alcohol at that time was such that they would drink alcohol like how we drink, like our Pathan drinks tea. A Pathan drinks tea, or Indian, or we love our tea. The tea needs to be all the time, morning, lunch, whatever. I say, you can't go without your tea. Likewise, for Arab, he says, like how we drink coffee. Kahwa needs to be rolling, the Jamaat, whoever saw Arab Jamaat, at any given time, there'll be the hot kettle, and they'll just sit and drink coffee for long, long periods. And if anybody comes, the first thing, kahwa and dates they offer you. Explained like this, in the early days, in the ignorant days, like how we drink tea and coffee. How we drink tea and coffee, same way the Arabs used to drink alcohol at that time. And if any guest came to their home, like how we find so common the tea and coffee, the alcohol was found so common. And the first thing you would serve them is some alcohol, and they would drink and enjoy. And it was so near and dear to them. However, when the command of Allah Ta'ala came, then immediately they spat it out of their mouth. They broke the bottles. This was when it was developed within us. This quality is within us was developed. And Hazrat Shah Hakim Akhtar Sahib, Rahimallah, explained, he says, and we all complain. Why are we so disgraced today in the kitab I'm reading? Why are we so disgraced today? Why don't we see the help of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala? Whereas if you see today, we are more adorned than what we find the word there, that we are more adorned than what the Sahaba were. We're more adorned like in our dressing, in our style, how they were, or things that we have, amenities. But however, we don't possess that which they had in their heart. That connection with Allah. Taqwa, nisbat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Love for akhirat. This Arab Sheikh was explaining further. He says that Sahaba was standing in battle, and then he's holding some dates. Sahabi is holding some dates in his hand. And then Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells him that you are from the Ahlul Jannah. Then he throws the dates aside and he runs forth and he gets himself martyred. That's when their hearts were inclined and immersed with akhirat. So he says that this is the thing that we need to develop within ourselves. And that, like that first box, it has no value. Nobody will care for it. But when that other box comes, and it has this qualities, nisbat of Allah, connection of Allah, like a small box, a jewel inside with 100 different pearls, then automatically it's safeguarded, it's protected. Likewise, if you make this connection with Allah, sitting in these gatherings, these Mubarak gatherings, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make it, that Allah will protect us. Allah ta'ala will grant us honor, Allah ta'ala will grant us izzat, Allah ta'ala will take care of us, Allah ta'ala will take care of our children, and look after us. Just to end up on one or two notes, is that our hearts, we can see our hearts have been given to things of the dunya. I myself, may Allah Ta'ala make me open up my heart first. But our hearts are given totally to the things of the dunya. So many times you come and you see, like, I had one friend and I'm telling him that, let our Hazrat explain us. That somebody says that you have to work. You must go work. So I said, Hazrat said, let a person sit and make ibadat all day and see if Allah doesn't provide for him. So I told him that, you're struggling, you can't find a job, you're finding it difficulty. Everybody, the main worry of each person is the future and sustenance, how to put bread on the table, and I'm responsible for that. So I told him, my Hazrat explaining, and we got confidence, and we got yakin in that, and you just follow this. You just try and make a little bit ibadat in the day. So he said, I tried it, I went to the masjid, I sat for about 15, 20 minutes. After that I got tired, and I said, no, this is very, very difficult. So I was telling our friends in a few days that while we were around, I was telling them that when we sit and watch a test match of cricket, then 5 days means nothing. It means nothing. I told Hazrat, I was mentioning Hazrat that last time Hazrat requested me to speak, then thought came after I spoke that once we were coming up in Ramadan and we were on a flight. And just to say this is the halat of the ummah, actually Allah make me realize that I'm the worst. But just to make us understand how far we off and how we've given our hearts to the dunya. In the harms of schooling, the harms of all this different environment that our children in. So there was a Muslim couple on the flight. So I greeted them. And it was Ramadan also, myself and friend were coming to Azadal. So I asked the brother that, where are you off to? So he said that, in my mind I thought perhaps, you know, it's Ramadan, now the trend is everybody goes to Palestine or go to Makkah for Umrah, etc. So I asked him, perhaps are you on your way to Masjid Al-Aqsa? He said no, and it was a Jummah morning actually. He said no, we're on our way to Johannesburg. My daughter came, this is a Muslim couple, my daughter came a few days ago. And there's a hockey tournament taking place. And she will be participating in 8 matches of hockey today. And we're coming to come, you know, watch the matches that are taking place. This was on the day of Jummah, in the month of Ramadan, and on the day of Jummah. So that's where we've given our hearts to. Allah Ta'ala give us that realization that we must bring our hearts back to what the purpose of life. And that is the remembrance of Allah, the obedience of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala give us that wake-up call. And we can see what's happening around the world, the difficulty, the hardship. And Hazrat Hakim Akhtar Rahmatullah Alayhi is explaining that we got no way to look at except ourselves, that our hearts are incorrect. We're not making effort on our hearts, and we're coming to this majalis, and we're begging Allah that by the barakat of sitting here by our beloved Hazrat, Allah Ta'ala open up our heart, make us first realize that how far we actually away, that we haven't an iota of how much I got hatred in my heart, jealousy in my heart, love for the ways of disbelievers. We see it, I myself, how much we got that it's embedded in my heart, love for their ways. We don't really have love for the ways of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, love for the ways of Sahaba, what they sacrificed, their simplicity, their humility that they had. And we look at it from their lives, how they were so simple and so humble that a man who did everything like Hazrat Mawlana Rahmatullah said, I don't want to even wear a garment. And here on the other hand, we want to wear that. We must put on one scarf, second scarf. Everybody must greet me first. When Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was the one to greet us first. He was the one who made salam. And he was the highest of humility. But he greeted everyone first. Allah Ta'ala give myself tawfiq and all of us tawfiq.